WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Because I think Tua legitimately is behind Mahomes right now in the MVP race. And don't forget, Miami's in first place right now in the AFC East.
Well, that is like they're 7-2, second place 7-3.
See, well, they're 6-3, yeah. But it is very close. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Patriots are fourth at 5-4.
Yeah, it's a great division, yeah. But still, he's in first place.
Right, it's definitely.
And it's like, I get he got Tyreek Hill and everything, but. Didn't people say that Tyreek was supposed to go to a worser quarterback?
Yes.
But he's still leading the league in receiving yards.
Yeah.
So it's not just Tyreek, it's Tua too. Like, you can't, if he had a bad quarterback, Tyreek wouldn't be putting up these numbers. Same thing with Waddle. Waddle's top five in receiving. Them two would not be putting up these numbers if the quarterback wasn't playing well.
Exactly. And now his coaches actually want him to perform at a high level.
He has a genius coach. I truly apologize, Tua. If you're listening, you proved me wrong. I'm happy about that. Keep grinding.
Tua Tagovailoa in his previous game went for 285 yards passing with 25 of 32 completed, 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
It's about as good as it gets right there.
That's like a 70% completion percentage. Pretty sure he's top 5 in the league in completion percentage too. He always is.
Speaking of somebody that played like a stud, Tom Brady.
Yes.
22 of 29, 258 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception though.
I didn't see the pick.
One interception.
I watched the first half.
That interception was a bad interception, though.
But he
was trying to throw like a post over the middle, and Cody Barton, like Madden, lurked him. He just literally sat there and just went, boop.
It was a bad interception. But keep in mind,
I mean, they're already winning.
He
at
has
that
thrown
point, so.
Two the entire year, including that one.
Mm-hmm. He's playing like a stud.
He is. And he had the second, well, he was like 3 completions away from breaking the record over Aaron Rodgers for the most consecutive completions without an interception. So he just missed it, but he's playing pretty well. But I think we finally saw like
Julio. That's what I was about to say.
Julio's part of it, yeah. But like the Buccaneers unit, I think was really functioning in Germany, and I think even they made some mistakes like the stupid Tom Brady receiving play. That was one of the worst plays because they ran the
is
same.
Is that one
play.
Fournette threw the pick?
Right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The problem is the same drive. They ran the play, mm-hmm. but Brady, he just didn't throw it to Brady, and Brady was uncovered. So like, oh, let's run it again. Why? The same
yep.
drive. Why would you run it again? So yeah, no wonder.
It was super funny because I read on Twitter. I can't confirm it, but if this is true, it's hilarious. Tom Brady on that second time they ran that play, he was out as a lined up as a wide receiver, and then someone on the Seahawks defense said, "Go out cover, go out cover, go out cover." And then Brady just goes, "I'm 47 or however old he is." He goes,
45.
"I'm 45. Why do you need to cover an old white man?" and then they snap the ball and then throw
Brady,
it to him.
That's the most Brady thing I've ever heard in my life.
he looked at it like, "I'm an old white guy. Why do you need to cover me?"
Yeah.
It was so funny.
That's the most Tom Brady quote I've ever heard.
He did play very well. And I will say, I'm not impressed with Seattle and how they played. I'm more so impressed with how Geno played.
Geno played well in the second half. First half wasn't that good.
Yes,
the first half was
not good. I think that was because of play calling. In the second half, they definitely hit their tight ends a lot more, which was, in my opinion, the reason that we came back in that game a little bit. We had a little bit of a shot. Now, the only thing I will say, we would have won that game if Geno did not fumble in the red zone or within the 30-yard line, because he was running in. He fumbled it. If we would have scored there, gotten a stop, and then scored again off the Brady pick, then we would have won the game. But
yeah, I don't think
we were destined to win that game, though.
I think that the Bucs defense also showed that they're the real deal.
Yes.
The Bucs defense, especially their run defense. Kenneth Walker could not get a run going.
Kenneth Walker had 10 rushes for 17 yards.
His longest carry was like 4 yards.
Yep.
5 yards, yeah. Oh my! That
Geno Smith went 4 for 22.
That
yards.
Run defense is ridiculous. Defense in general is insane. It's like it's unbelievable.
And conversely, I think the Buccaneers, the reason they were successful on offense this week is because they got the run game going with Rashad.
Yeah,
White.
Yeah.
The
yep,
app.
I was just about to
oh,
say.
Oh yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
22 rushes, 105 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Yeah, and they had the worst rushing attack in the league. I'm pretty sure. But before
yep.
that.
Yep.
Yep.
Before I'm pretty sure it was.
No, it was.
It was. Yeah.
This was a very big bounce back game for the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And Julio Jones, Alabama boy, scored the first touchdown in NFL International Series in Germany.
Happy to see that. I'm happy to see that. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I couldn't be mad at it, and I'm a Seahawks fan. By the way, the play that they ran, I run that in Madden all the time.
The Europe games are really good. Like, they all end up like being like one possession. These are awesome.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know. I wish they were Thursday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're good. Yeah. Like, replace
this of all the of all the people in the stands singing Country Road Take
Yeah,
Me Home.
Yep. Yeah.
Dude, I saw it live.
That was
bring,
so cool.
Bring football, keep football in Germany.
That
it's
was
awesome.
So cool.
What's funny is everyone just wears whatever NFL gear for whatever team they have.
I saw like Giants gear. I saw Jaguars gear. I'm like, what? Yeah. I saw like Dolphins gear. I'm like,
people wear like a hat for one team and a jersey for another. Shorts for another.
I mean, how are they supposed to know? Like, I don't blame them.
Maybe they pick like a team they like and wear the hat. A player they like, they wear the jersey. And
I don't
pants.
Even think it's that. They just have NFL gear.
Yeah, they just have NFL gear. I don't think they know like states or like anything. What is like? I don't think they know that a certain like states have different.
I couldn't
teams.
Tell you a province in Germany. Yeah, if they have provinces. Yeah,
I didn't even know they're called provinces.
Yeah. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. Different countries are wild once you actually think about all this stuff.
I don't want to talk about that game.
You don't want to talk about Denver Titans?
No, God no.
Well, I'm gonna talk about it anyways because
that might have been that might have been
awful.
That might have been
that
the worst display of offensive football I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, Russell Wilson has yet to throw more touchdowns than the amount of bathrooms he has in his house. Guess how many bathrooms he has in his house? Guess.
10.
9.
7. Kaysen said 7. 12. Man's got 12. Bathrooms.
He can't even throw
12 house.
Touchdowns.
That's insane. He's thrown 7 on the year. I think he got 7 in this Titans game.
7 through 10 weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But he was also hurt for like 2 games? He didn't play one game and then a bye game.
He missed one game.
In the bye week. So he didn't play 2 weeks.
For as much as he's hyped up to be, that's...
Exactly.
I thought he was supposed to be better than Tua coming into the year.
I thought he was supposed to be better than Drew Locke.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not playing like he is, yeah.
Hey, man. Rocking with Geno. That's all I'm saying. How about the Steelers, man?
I didn't really
Steelers
watch that. I didn't really
down
watch
the
that
Saints,
game.
Man. Yeah, only letting them score 10 points. No.
Yeah, when you have Andy Dalton, as your quarterback.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
17 of 27. Not bad. 174 yards. A little bit bad. One touchdown, two interceptions.
That's
kicker.
That's typical Andy Dalton right there.
That's pretty bad. Well, keep that same energy because Kirk Cousins. Did he ball out?
Not really.
Or did he do enough to win the game?
Did enough
I would
to win
say
the game.
He played well. I don't think he was the reason they won that game, but I thought he played well.
Who do you think the reason?
I'd say Justin Jefferson.
Easily Justin Jefferson.
Dalvin Cook Jefferson. Also played a big role. When you're running the ball and you can get 9 yards of carry, that's big.
Against the Bills defense? Oh, that's Bills defense. In Buffalo, that's massive.
Yep. And I think the Vikings also had some turnovers obviously go their way at big points in the game. So... Yeah.
I mean, I will say this, though. I think this game proved that the Bills' offense is one-dimensional. I mean, their run game was not anything impressive.
Yeah,
when they got in the red zone, Devin Singletary had 2 touchdowns. That's it.
I think it's part of it because Josh Allen's hurt. I think Josh Allen's hurt. I personally think so.
That's exactly what my point.
That's why
be.
I think he, like, I mean, the fact that they put up 30 with Josh Allen hurt is impressive, in my opinion, against a good team. I just think personally he's hurt and he should not be playing. But that's me. That's
well, speaking of quarterbacks that are hurt, Aaron Rodgers, he had a great game this weekend though. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, the stats don't really show it, but yeah, he played.
No,
pretty
dude,
well.
14 of 20, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns. That is efficiency.
Finally,
that is efficiency right there.
Just waiting for that. Yeah. He played a good one against a good team too, a very good defense. I was surprised because he was down 28-14 with like 8 minutes left. I'm like, there's no way they're coming back, and then just. Kind of like flipped the switch and then started going, and then Christian Watson had a great game. This is a game I think the Packers are waiting for that game from him.
You got that right.
He couldn't see the field and he had all 3 touchdowns from him. So.
I will say this though, Aaron Jones rushing 24 rushes, 138 yards. What's with running backs and going off this week?
That's good.
This is like the third running back that we've talked about that's gone.
The best thing for Aaron Rodgers is to have a good run game, because if he can't get going and you have a good run game. It helps him out a lot. Helps any quarterback out when you have a good run game.
Yeah.
Not just him.
I mean, if you like running backs, this game was the game for you because Tony Pollard with 22 for 115, 1 touchdown. Aaron Jones was 24, 138, 1 touchdown. So that was just the game of running backs, to be honest with you. And I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful game. Mm-hmm. One game that really did shock me, though, was the Colts and Raiders game.
Oh yeah, Jeff Saturday.
That really did shock me.
That.
I didn't expect. I thought they were gonna lose.
Yeah.
But no, they won.
Yeah, they made that like interesting QB change last minute. Yeah, everyone thought it was gonna be Sam Ehlinger, and then all of a sudden,
head coach change.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, that too. But everyone's. Like,
I am all behind Jeff Saturday.
Oh yeah, I like Jeff Saturday.
I'm all behind him because you know what he said. He said, "I may not be the best coach, I may not be the most qualified, some people say, but I have been around so many Hall of Famers. I've been to the Super Bowl. I'm here, and I'm just here to have a good time. We're gonna see what we can do.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he's the interim head coach.
Yes,
interim. Yes. His contract expires after the season. So
yeah, I'm not even doubting his talent as a coach. Yeah. I'm just saying, usually it's. I feel like a head coach just walk into a situation and win a game is pretty, you know, that's good.
It's impressive. Yeah,
it was really funny because he tweeted on Twitter. He said the Raiders
terrible.
Yeah. He's like, they look terrible, and then he beats them by 5 points.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I think the Raiders are done. I just at some point wanted them to get Bryce because Bryce in Vegas would be awesome. But yeah, the Raiders are done in my opinion.
Did you see Derek Carr's speech after the game?
Yeah,
hurt my heart.
They're done. Yeah,
That hurt my heart so bad. It really was. Case and they're not going to get Bryce Young.
They have the second pick right now. They have the second pick right now.
There's no way. There's no way they get Bryce Young.
You never know.
2-7.
They do have the second pick right now.
Well, who's got the first one? Carolina?
Texans, but you don't know what if the Texans like Stroud better.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That is a good point.
No, they're not going to take the Landers one.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think about CJ Stroud being on the board, too. Mm. That actually, you know what?
That's what I'm saying. Bryce, and they have the second pick, so they could easily get him. But I'm not saying, yeah, it could happen. It's definitely possible right now.
What about the 3-7 Jags, man?
Started off pretty good.
Yep, they started off looking pretty good.
They ran into that bad man. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, Patty Mahomes.
That's a bad man.
26 of 35, 331 yards, four touchdowns, and one interception.
Can't get better.
Trevor Lawrence didn't do that bad. I'll be honest with you. Most of Patrick Mahomes, probably about a quarter of his yards and touchdowns were most likely from garbage time.
His first three touchdowns were in the first, I think, two quarters.
Well, yeah, most of his yards were probably.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Me. Potentially.
I personally did not watch this game.
I watched it. He makes it look so effortless. He makes it look so easy. Mm. Like he'll just stand, be like, wait like 5 seconds, and then just boom, find somebody, and I just can't describe like him. He's just.
You know who else does
he's
that?
Ridiculous.
Lamar Jackson. I remember watching Monday Night Football with Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning said, don't do what he just did. And he was just standing there and just went, boop, like he was playing a game of catch.
Yeah, bro.
And threw a touchdown. I'm like, dude, how do you do that?
Yeah, Mahomes is just, he's a joy to watch. He's unbelievable.
Oh. Mahomes is going to be the greatest quarterback to ever touch football.
Easily. Without a doubt.
So far.
Without a doubt.
So far.
Without
he will be the greatest.
He's about to be a second MVP at age 27.
There's no way you guys just said that.
Bro, do you not watch Patrick Mahomes play?
Yeah, I've seen him play. He's pretty good.
He's pretty good? So you're
he's
telling
pretty
me he,
good?
What does he...
He's pretty... Kaysen, throw your hat down like a little league coach.
What does he
he's
do?
Pretty good?
That's not better than Tom Brady.
He has a different play style. I think he's a product of a pass-heavy offense. So he
and
runs
Tom Brady
up
wasn't.
The numbers.
And Tom Brady wasn't.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Tom Brady wasn't.
Have you seen the Patriots play before?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. His defense saved him in 3 Super Bowls. His kicker saved him in another Super Bowl. I forgot about that. That is a good point. that is a very good point.
Malcolm Butler doesn't catch that. They probably lose. So.
Yeah. Malcolm Butler doesn't catch that pick. They lose that game.
We'll discuss this outside after the podcast.
I mean, it's just.
Don't worry, I brought my brass knuckles.
They give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. I mean, Seahawks win.
But no. What about the San Francisco and the Chargers game? I did not expect it to be 22-16.
That's about the right score, I think, because the Chargers, they don't have anybody really for Herbert to throw the ball to. I kind of feel bad for them. Their whole like. I don't want to say Herbert's bad, but like he's not bad. He's good. Like he's really good, but it's just like Chargers is wasting this man's like career right now. Like it's just.
I mean, he is a very good player. To be honest with you.
Just like I don't know. I just don't know like what to describe Herbert as. Like he's really really good. He's a very good player, but
he's the Drew Brees of our generation.
I mean, he's way better. He's like taller than Drew Brees. Better, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, he's taller. But, like, but the situation that he's in right now, he's the Drew Brees. What do you think, Elliot?
I don't think I put him at Drew Brees personally.
He's better than Drew Brees. Better than Drew Brees.
I mean, but
I don't know. I don't know that set yet either. I think he's probably a more athletic quarterback.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm talking about. Yeah,
but Drew Brees is probably more accurate. Drew Brees is more of a traditional
pocket passer. He's throwing right now to nobody's Justin Herbert, and his whole line's hurt. The Chargers are the most injured team in the league, and it's like it's kind of a lost year for them, in my opinion. Like the fact that they're 5-4, I mean, still says something. But they need to get Herbert like some receivers. Before it's too late, like just get him some weapons, draft like a receiver this year in the first round because they haven't done that for Herbert yet. So, because Keenan Allen can't stay healthy. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. No. They have no wide receiver three. Their tight end is hurt. Their O-line's hurt. Mm-hmm. Their entire defense, they have no defense tackles on their roster anymore.
Yeah. It's a very tough situation.
Their corners are hurt. J.C. Jackson got hurt. Like, everybody's hurt. So, like, I don't really want to judge Herbert based on, like, how injured the Chargers are, but, like, They just need to get him some help before I can actually like see what he can do. Because I think he could be up there with Mahomes and Josh Allen if he gets like the actual like help. He could be up there with them.
What do you think the Patriots need to do, Elliot, if they want to improve their season? Do you think they tank or do you think they keep going?
No, absolutely not. They're 5-4. I don't think Bill Belichick has ever tanked, and I don't think he'll ever consider tanking.
To. Oh, yeah.
No. I don't know. I think we have the pieces to have a good team. I think our running backs are solid. Our defense has always been pretty solid, except the mobile quarterback's kind of been our weakness. But other than that, I think we have a solid defense. We've kind of always had trouble getting receiving talent, and I think part of that is GM preference. Like Bill Belichick as a GM just doesn't really love splurging on big receivers, which is understandable for his play style. And then I think we just got to get the quarterback situation figured out because I think Mac is solid, but just not playing like it yet, so we got to compel him to do
that. Develop
somehow.
Him, right?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. You also, I completely agree, but that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be moving on to the next segment with Kaysen Smith leading that one off. Stay tuned.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty there, Mr. Kaysen. What you got for us?
What's up? First off, I want to say I watched Red Zone for the first time that Sunday, and I'm never going back. That was awesome. Second off, give the Titans their respect. 6-3, their playoff lock. I know the offense is horrendous, but give them the respect they deserve. I'm telling you, they're going to go into Lambeau and beat the absolute crap out of the Packers this week. So
the day the Titans get the respect is the day you give Geno respect.
I give Geno respect. He's very good. He's MVP. Very good, and he should be top five in MVP odds right
MVP.
Now. But part two of a reactions had a lot of fun last time, so I might as well bring it back. I just kind of whipped these up. So start off, there's been a bunch of posts that, right now, the AFC East currently has four teams slated in the playoffs with the Dolphins leading the division, and then the Bills, the Jets, and the Patriots all taking up the wild card spots. So I pose a question, or not a question, but a statement. The AFC East will get at least three teams in the playoffs. Is that an overreaction or not?
Absolutely not. That will happen. I don't think four is going to happen. Three will absolutely happen. It is a loaded division.
I completely agree with that. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa is playing like the best quarterback right now. Maybe besides Josh Allen, I wouldn't even say Mahomes. Tua has better numbers than Mahomes does, but I mean he does have a lot more help. But anyway, besides the fact, you can't argue with what Tua's put up. You also can't argue with what Josh Allen's put up.
Yeah,
Josh Allen's
both the Bills
great.
And Dolphins are locks.
Oh yeah,
and either the Patriots or the Jets are going to sneak in.
I think the Jets are going to sneak in.
That definitely could be.
I don't think the Patriots are going to sneak in. I just think their quarterback issue is too much for them to handle. Now,
I don't doubt what you're saying. I'm just saying one of them will.
Oh,
100%.
For sure. I just don't know how the Jets are going to live without Breece Hall. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're doing it pretty well right now. I mean, I would say, they did beat the Bills without Breece Hall.
They did.
So
that was
they
big.
Did.
Yeah, that defense is super young and absolutely amazing.
And part of the reason so many teams are in it right now is because the Bills have lost to the Dolphins and the Jets. They're 0-2 in divisional play right now. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most impressive stat that I find from this season is the Bills are 0-2 in division play.
Which nobody saw coming, I promise you.
Yeah.
Insane.
I think it's absolutely crazy, but I think I'm actually going to disagree. I think it is an overreaction just because my prediction is that I think New England falls out. I don't think that's super surprising. But I also do think the Jets kind of get on a losing streak. And I think currently the 8 and the 9 seed right now are the Chargers and the Bengals. And I do think they both actually end up in at the 6. I mean, at the 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. So that's my current prediction right now just because I believe in the Bengals, especially when they get Ja'Marr Chase back. I feel like all they have to do is just, get a couple hard games in without Jamar on the field. We can tell that his presence is definitely being missed. But I also very, very highly believe in Herbert. I know that team is absolutely just killed with injuries, and it's kind of wasting a year for him. Keep in mind, he's only 24. So he has at least 10-plus years left in him. So I think you don't have to worry about his career set. But I do think they do get it done. I think when they get some of these guys back, it'll be a lot better. But I honestly think Herbert is a top three QB in the league in terms of talent. He's an alien.
List them. What are your top three right now?
Mahomes, Allen, Herbert. That's my top three in terms of talent right now.
Interesting.
Moving on. The NFC East is up for grabs.
I mean, is that even really debatable?
I mean,
close records.
I mean, Eagles are 8-1, Giants are 7-2, Dallas is 6-3.
Yeah, I mean, so you kind of have to call it up for grabs, don't you?
Yeah. So overreaction, underreaction. The NFC East is up for grabs. The Eagles do not have it.
Eagles are only a game ahead.
I'm going to disagree because if you look at their schedule,
what do you mean? It's an overreaction or underreaction?
Yeah, it's the Eagles do have the division like kind of locked down so
okay.
far.
Okay, so, like, so it's not an overreaction.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Gotcha.
I think that's a fair statement to say because if you look at to be fair, their schedule is pretty easy for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
their schedule is pretty easy. I mean, I will say this. That loss to the Commanders was a little bit embarrassing. They could go on a losing streak, which I do think they will. However, I also don't think the Giants are going to make it that far when Saquon Barkley is the only one that can score a touchdown on their team.
Yeah.
So, I think the Eagles have a lock at number one. For sure have a lock at the playoffs. But I do think they have a lock on number one.
Yeah.
If they were 9-0 right now, I might agree with you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But 8-1 kind of shuffles the picture a little bit.
Yeah,
it does.
I mean, I think I honestly do think the division is theirs, and they're not losing it. I mean, I think that Quez Watkins fumble was just so fluky. I think they win that game. They have that. But I mean, some of their next games, they host the Packers, they host the Titans, they play the Giants twice, and they go to Dallas. So their schedule does pick up a little bit. But overall, I still think this is a top three team in the NFL. I still think they got it. But next one, the Rams, 3-6, are done for.
Oh, no, that's not an overreaction. That's completely valid. Yeah. Completely valid. That team sucks. They're garbage right now.
Kupp is also going to be out awful. For a good amount of time.
He's placed on IR. Like, they're awful right now.
Yeah, he was their only guy producing.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, like 100 yards almost every single game they played.
Yeah.
And every other receiver had 20. It's like, dude, no. That team, they sold out to win the Super Bowl. They got the Super Bowl, and now they're feeling the effects of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's like, the salary cap doesn't exist anymore. Yes, it does. You can avoid the salary cap for 1 year, maybe two, and then it blows up in your face.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
People just don't realize because, like, oh, they still got this guy and this guy and this guy. It's like, all right, what about the other 54 players on the roster? You know,
exactly. All I'm going to say is if you want to win a Super Bowl, sign Von Miller and OBJ because that's the reason the Rams won the Super Bowl. Von Miller and OBJ.
Yeah. I mean, I think Matthew Stafford was a bit overrated last year. I mean, he threw 17 picks, tied for highest in the league with Ryan Tannehill. I do definitely think that his years in Detroit were very underrated, but I think people trying to propel him as he is a tier two quarterback in the league was absolutely blasphemy. I think he had the best team possible around him, an amazing O-line, a very good wide receiver core with the Triple Crown leader, a pretty decent rushing game, and an amazing defense on the other side. So I think he was helped out a tremendous amount. Should have lost that Niners game, but... moving on from that, the Vikings are now the team to beat in the NFC over the Eagles.
No,
I say that's true. I agree with that. I think like you said, the Eagles have had a pretty easy schedule. I think the Vikings have fought tooth and nail a lot more for what they've got, and I understand that Eagles beat the Vikings back in the day. I mean, back in the day, I mean, like week four or whatever it was. But
I think it was week two.
It feels like back in the day.
It was week two.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
They won against the Packers. Yeah. But no, I think the Vikings are the tougher team right now.
I would have to disagree with that. I think that is a perfectly valid statement. Or sorry, that's an overrated statement.
Overreaction.
Yeah, overreaction. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
Tough game. Word association.
Yeah, I know. English. I don't think the Vikings could beat the Eagles. I don't think they could. I mean, who else do they have besides Jamar Chase?
You mean Jetta? What? I mean, not Jetta.
Or sorry, yeah, Jetta, Justin Jefferson. Why did I say Jamar Chase?
It's, they're the same guy, essentially.
Two of the stud wide receivers in the league. But anyway,
yeah, from
Justin
LSU.
Jefferson, if you can cover him, which I think Darius Slay can, for sure. I think he can.
I mean, he had a hard time covering Terry McLaurin last night.
Who do you think is better, the Bills defense or the Eagles defense?
I would say the Bills defense
Bills
is better.
Bills can cover him.
I would say the Bills defense is better. However, I think when the next time that they're going to play, they're going to have a lot more film on both sides. And I think that's when you're really going to see who has the more talented team.
You're talking playoffs?
I wouldn't say who has the more talented team. But, yeah, whenever they meet again. I'm not sure if they meet again in the regular season or
they
meet in the playoffs.
That
okay. Well, yes, in the playoffs, that's going to be a great game.
Will be.
Fantastic.
I sure hope so.
I just don't think Kirk Cousins has... I don't think he's that good at all. I don't think Kirk Cousins is that good. He's like Derek Carr.
I would put him. I would compare him to Matthew Stafford last year. He's a guy who can do the job.
Yeah.
He's not. It's not because of Matthew Stafford they won, but he was able to do his job as a quarterback to get the ball to Kupp, and they were able to win.
Yeah. He's a franchise guy. Nothing more. Mm-hmm. Nothing less. I think it's not an overreaction. I think the Vikings are truly the team to beat. What a game that was. I was so happy that we were able to watch that game start to finish. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a second went by without being absolutely crazy, edge on the seat, especially fourth quarter overtime. Justin Jefferson had the game of a lifetime. Probably one of the better wide receiver games we've seen in the past decade. The amount of crazy catches he made, especially that one-handed catch, that's up with Odell's.
Oh, yeah.
And he had another crazy toe tap as well, like just the next drive. So, yeah, I think the Vikings are really the team to beat. They have a really solid defense. Offense is really coming alive. I think Kirk Thuggins is just that guy. honestly, you know,
I like that nickname.
He's decent. He's decent, but he's getting it done. He has the team around him. T.J. Hockenson has also been a really good addition. He's been playing a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And Dalvin Cook is kind of coming into his own a bit. He struggled early on, but I think this team is peaking at the right time, just in time to get ready for the playoffs. So, but on to the next one. The Bills should legitimately be worried.
About what? I don't know. I mean, I think they're a lock for the playoffs at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're definitely not a lock for a division title, which, like I said, I think everyone was probably expecting them to be like, oh, they're going to win the division at this point in the season. Yeah.
They were the Super Bowl favorite coming in.
They were the Super Bowl favorite. And I honestly, I still do think they will end up making the Super Bowl. My pick stands at Bucks over Bills in the Super Bowl. I think that's going to happen. But, I think what Clay said earlier was right. Like, Josh Allen is hurt. And it's not, like, big, but it's enough to where, like, you know, you're okay losing an overtime game to one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they should be worried.
I completely agree. I don't think they should be worried. If Josh Allen was out for the season, I would be completely worried.
Yeah.
Completely worried. But he's only going to be out maybe one or two games if he's actually hurt really badly. But, I mean, we've seen quarterbacks play with hand injuries. Like, Aaron Rodgers has a thumb injury, and he plays every week, you know? So, I don't think they have anything to worry about, to be honest with you.
Yeah. How much time do we have left?
We got time for about one more.
All right, cool. Awesome. Perfect. All right. Last one. The Packers are back.
Overreaction. Packers suck.
Overreaction. I think this is a really big problem in sports right now. And
recency bias. Just because you got one win doesn't mean you're back.
Exactly. It's the same thing with the Vikings. Just because they get one win over a good team doesn't mean that they're the best in the league.
Well,
you know?
Okay. The difference there is they're 7-1. Packers are like
3-6. Oh, no. I totally get that. I just think that just because you do well one week doesn't mean the rest of the season is going to pan out like that. I mean, like, look at Seattle. We did well for 1, 2, 3 weeks in a row, and then we lose to the Bucks in Germany, a struggling Bucks offense in Germany.
True.
But does that one loss mean that we're gonna lose the rest of the games the entire season?
I mean,
no.
I mean, hey, you won the 4 straight before that, so
yeah,
going pretty good.
But I mean, that's my point is, we won those four straight, and then we lose to the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think it's an overreaction to look at the Packers and say they win one game, now they're going to be great.
No. Yeah, yeah.
They're not making it in the playoffs. No way. No shot.
I think football, especially football played at the highest level, when there are so many moving parts, it's extremely rare for a team to go undefeated and extremely rare for a team to lose every game. It happens, but it doesn't happen often because there are so many ways to just work in the strategy and get a win this week, right? And that's why you see the Chiefs a few years back, they were 14-2. One loss is like week 17 because they sat out their starters, but then the Raiders beat them out of nowhere for no reason. Raiders shouldn't have beat them, but they just did because it's the NFL, and you can win games that way. So a win, a close win against a team like the Cowboys, while a good team, it doesn't say that the Packers are back. A good streak might. Yeah. If they win three more, four more, maybe then you can start talking to me about that.
I do want to say this, though. Why is it that when a team with a fan favorite quarterback does they play one game well, everyone's like, oh, they're back, they're going to the playoffs. But when Tua Tagovailoa has done this for 7 weeks in a row, people are still saying, oh, I don't think he's that good. It's just because of Tyreek and Waddle.
I mean, didn't Rodgers just do the same thing? Like, I mean, well, like, it was, they were 4-6, like, what? It was like, how many years ago was that? Yeah, relax. I mean, if there's one guy I'm gonna trust Rodgers, but I'm not gonna say they're back just yet. I do think they do look a lot better. Christian Watson's had an amazing game. The offense doesn't look putrid anymore. But I mean, I think we'll really know in the next couple of games who they are as a team. They got the Titans and they got the Eagles, so let's find out then.
That's all the time we have. Next, we're gonna do some game picks. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We are back with the student section for some game picks, boys. I don't know how we did because I forgot my computer, so that's a bummer.
I'll be a little more serious this week, you know.
All right, well, what's your pick for the Tennessee-Green Bay game?
It's no question, come on. Titans by
Green
Millie.
Bay? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Titans by Millie. I think I'm gonna bet Titans money line. I think last time I checked it was around like 115. It's at 143 right now. But I mean, I think this is actually a really good matchup. I think you have a Packers offense who looks better against just an absolute lethal Titans defense. And I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch. I mean, if you want high scoring, you're not going to get that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
But, you know, seeing Titans in prime time, I mean, the primetime Titans, you never know what you're going to get with them. So I'm excited for this game, but I think Titans take it.
I'm going to pick the Titans. I think Derrick Henry has a monster game. I don't see anybody on Green Bay that's going to tackle him.
Yeah, just make sure it doesn't snow. Because last time we went to the Packers in prime time, Derrick Henry did nothing.
Yeah.
It was also snowy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Packers win, but I think it's going to be like a very low-scoring game because it's going to be a battle of the defenses. Because the Titans offense is horrible. And the Titans defense is very good, which means the Packers offense is probably not going to be very good. So, and if it's cold, I expect it to be like genuinely probably no touchdowns and like a field goal game. It could realistically be no touchdowns.
Interesting. I'm trying to pick up a kicker for my fantasy.
I'm not saying it's going to be no touchdowns, but I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me if there's not any touchdowns. Or like
I'm trying to pick up a kicker.
No throwing touchdowns.
Randy Bullock.
Randy Bullock?
Yep, Fat Randy. He's getting like at least three field goals.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Or Mason Crosby too.
I'll see if they're still up. Chicago Bears against the Atlanta Falcons. This is a game that I'm actually very interested in just because of Justin Fields. I think Chicago wins.
I think Atlanta wins. But Justin Fields has his typical 40-point fantasy day. But yeah. I think Atlanta wins.
I think Justin Fields wins. I think he's starting to come together. And with the addition of Chase Claypool, I know he had a bad game last week. But I think...
That's the funniest part is Chase Claypool hasn't done anything. And Justin Fields is still playing lights out.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give him time to get integrated into the offense and get that chemistry built. Yeah. So... I think they have a good game.
At first I wanted to go Bears. I think we go Falcons. I think they're going to put a halt to Fields. I mean, he's been lights out the last two games on the ground. But I think if you force him to throw, you can kind of hinder him a bit. But I think the Falcons will stop Justin Fields better than the past two games of the Lions and who was before the Lions? Nah, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I think the Falcons take this, but I do think it'll actually be pretty close.
What about this next game, though? This one's going to be a little more... Nah, no, there's not a good way I can spin it. It's the Ravens and Carolina. There's no way that I can spin that to where it's going to be an interesting game.
Where is it? Think, is it in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's in Baltimore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're... Lamar Jackson's going to rush for like 150.
He might have like 50 fantasy points this game.
He's going to look like a running back. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I got the Ravens by 40.
Yeah, I got the Ravens by a lot.
Easy.
Yeah, Baltimore is favored by 12. What I really love to see this game is Isaiah Likely to be getting a bunch of snaps.
Now, Mark Andrews is probably going to play.
But I think Isaiah Likely is really that, honestly, their second best receiving target of the Mark Andrews. So I'd love to see some two tight end sets, maybe even have him as a slot. But that'd be something to watch for. But I do think Baltimore takes this very easily.
I have Kenyon Drake and Devin Duvernay on my team. And I'm starting Kenyon Drake over Devin Duvernay because I believe
as
in Baltimore's
flex?
Running game. Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Flex. I believe in their run game. Cleveland and Buffalo. Speaking of the run game,
you think
Cleveland is going to be a sneaky victory right here?
That is going to be a running game because it is supposed to be 2 feet of snow in Buffalo on Saturday night. Oh. So that is going to be the ice bowl. So I expect a lot of running game that game. And I think running game, I think the Bills pull it out though, because Buffalo like is used to those weather conditions. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Browns are.
You don't think Cleveland, Ohio's?
I mean, it's but it doesn't snow in November, early November there,
or yeah, like mid November.
Okay, but it's Buffalo, bro. It's Buffalo. It's no, basically Canada.
I know what you're saying. They're more used to playing in snow and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any chance the Bills lose 3 in a row.
That's a great point. I'm gonna go with the Bills. I'm not gonna play dangerous. I think Nick Chubb's gonna have a good game, but I think that Josh Allen's gonna have a better game. What do you think, Casey?
You know. Bills minus 8.5. Yikes. I think Browns plus 8.5 is free money. If we're going to talk about running games, the Browns have the best 1-2 punch in the league. They have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Nick Chubb is the best pure runner in the NFL. The Bills are the highest in passing rate and have virtually no run game. So I think the Browns actually win this and actually win this pretty easy. This is not a dangerous pick for me. This is actually just a pure confidence pick. If we're going to go run game to run game, I think the Browns blow them out at that aspect of the game. If they're going to be forced to have to run the ball most of the game, I think the Browns take this actually by 10 plus.
But you're forgetting the fact that You have a 6'5", 240-pound quarterback. If he can't throw, who's going to tackle him? He could just easily run. And he's fast, too. He runs like a 4'5". So you have a 6'5", quarterback who runs about a 4'5". If your running game's not working, you bootleg him out. No one's going to tackle him anyway. He's 6'5", 240. You know, it takes three guys to bring him down.
He's also been banged up.
But he's also already hurt.
Yeah, that's fine. He hurt his elbow. You don't need your elbow to run.
Yeah, you do. But still, you're going to land on your elbow. You can break your arm.
He landed on his elbow. He was on the ground
for 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then he got back up and
I think
playing.
The Bills would be pretty stupid to focus the run game through Josh Allen in this game.
I'm not saying they're going but if Devin Singletary's not running the ball well, I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Josh Allen and run the ball.
I honestly think the Browns, I mean, I'm not going to say by 10 plus, actually. I do think the Browns confidently win this game, though.
What about Washington and Houston? Battle of the mediocre teams. Washington's a mediocre team.
I mean, 5-5 versus 1-7-1.
Yeah, I think Washington wins convincingly. They're playing with so much confidence right now.
Coming off a win against the Eagles, I think Washington wins this game, but I think it's a close game.
Honestly,
I think it's close till the fourth quarter.
Honestly, I think whoever plays a quarterback will determine the outcome of this game. I think Taylor Heinicke actually makes the Commanders a lot better.
Obviously.
Carson Wentz is just putrid. I don't know why anybody believes in him anymore. I've been on the Carson Wentz hate train for about 3 years now. I think he's garbage. Seeing these teams still go for him just blows my mind.
It's because he was such a high pick, and they still could be. They're like hoping something's still left.
Yeah,
my question is, my question is, you're 9-9 with Taylor Heinicke before like they're 10-9 now. You're 9-9 with Taylor Heinicke. You're 19 and 30 something with other quarterbacks. Why aren't you starting Taylor Heinicke to begin with?
Because he's not that good.
But you're 9-9 when he plays. That's the whole point. You're 500 when he plays, but you're way below 500 when he doesn't play. Wouldn't you rather play the guy that gives you the better chance to win? Because his record statistically is better.
It's only 18 games. That's not a big enough sample.
But that's a good enough sample to tell you who gives you a better chance to win. That's obviously Taylor Heinicke.
I think Heinicke is a guy that the team just really, really loves.
Yeah.
And I think he's just a player's player. But I think the Commanders do get this, but I do think it's a bit close.
Yeah, I think this is going to be kind of like Commanders being too confident and too cautious. They're going to win, but I think it'll be very close because they're going to be like, yeah, we're just going to beat Houston like this. But yeah, then Houston,
don't be surprised if the Texans are up at halftime.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why. Yeah,
I just hope Damian Pierce gets some really good points because I need him to go big for me this week in fantasy. Speaking of big fantasy days, you think Philadelphia is going to have a big fantasy day? Jalen and AJ Brown against the Indianapolis Colts?
It was pretty awesome. AJ during the Chiefs game said, "Ain't nobody open," and he had one reception for 7 yards last night, so that was pretty cool.
But ain't nobody was open though.
Yeah, he wasn't either. But I think this is a pretty Eagles. I mean, pretty easy Eagles win. I mean, the Colts could possibly pull something off. I mean, Matt Ryan looked a lot better last game, but I think the Eagles get this.
Yeah, I think the Eagles win too, but I think it'll be close. I do think it'll be close.
I'm going to go with Eagles, and I don't think it's close. I don't know why. I don't think Jonathan Taylor can really do much. I don't like Matt Ryan at all. I think just because they have one great week doesn't mean they're going to keep bouncing back.
I mean, he's been hurt a lot.
I mean, I think Jeff Saturday's inserted some new life into this team. So
100%.
I do think the Eagles win, but I actually do think this becomes a close game. Because I think the Colts are a lot better than what
the
record says.
What are you
going
to define as close? Like 10 points or 2 touchdowns?
I'd say within 5 points.
Yeah. I'm going to say 10
within one possession. Within one possession. I think they can do within one possession.
I'm going to say 2 possession game. And I don't think 2 possession games are close necessarily.
I think we're going to see the Eagles kind of let up a little bit. I don't think they're going to be angry like they should be after the loss.
Interesting. What about the New York Jets and the New England Patriots? This is my pick for the second least interesting game of the schedule.
Honestly, I have to disagree. I think this is very interesting because this is really to take third place in the AFC East, and with a good chance of 3 teams getting in, this could be for the 7th seed in the playoffs, honestly, if we're going to go an early outlook.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I did not think about that.
This is a much bigger game for the Jets than it is the Patriots, because if the Jets lose this and they tie at the end, this is massive for the Patriots because they'll have beat 2-0 against the Jets. And they'll go in and over the Jets because they have a better record.
Yeah.
And I do think the Patriots win because they have the Jets number.
Well, they're playing at the Patriots.
Yeah, and so if they beat them at the Jets, they can beat them at the Patriots.
Exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and go Patriots as well. I think they have something. There's something about the division rivalries, man.
At some point, you're going to need a quarterback to play well, and I just don't trust that Zach Wilson will do it.
No.
And
the Patriots, there's only one thing that Zach Wilson's
Matt,
good at.
Matt Judon leads the league in sacks, and I expect Matt Judon to have Zach Wilson on the ground about 2 more times on Sunday.
100%.
So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a landslide victory for the Patriots, only because their offense is very bad and the Jets' defense is very good. But I think the Patriots' defense is better than the Jets' offenses by a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, both of these offenses aren't really all that impressive. Both these defenses are, though. I'm actually very split on this. I'm actually like 50-50. Dang, this is hard. But I'm going to say I think the Patriots do get a win because I think the youth of the Jets will be a factor, and going into Foxborough, the fans are going to be pretty wild. So I do think the Patriots get this, but I think it's a really good game.
What about LA Rams versus the Saints? I'm actually going with the Saints.
I'm going with the Saints.
I think Kamara has a good game.
I'm going with the Saints.
Before the season, you look at this game, you're like, well, pretty good matchup. I mean, right now, pretty good matchup. Just both teams are just awful.
I just don't trust Andy Dalton, and I think that Jalen Ramsey gets a picks. Yeah,
I don't. I'm going to be honest.
And I think
you,
that Alvin Kamara runs for 100 plus and wins the game.
God, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust Matt Stafford about the same amount as I don't trust Andy Dalton.
I completely disagree.
But the Saints don't. Or the Rams just lost Cooper Kupp, probably their best player on the team, besides Aaron Donald, but their like best playmaker. They don't have anybody on offense. The offensive line is garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going Saints.
Yeah. Marshawn Lattimore is going to have Allen Robinson in a casket by the end of the game. I got to say, I think the Saints take this pretty – I think it's actually pretty easily, too. I hope for a career big game, even in fantasy.
We're praying.
Yes. But, I think the Saints take this. I think it's just a very ugly game all around. So, if this is in your local broadcast, I'm sorry for you.
Well, guess what, boys? We are to that game of the week. Adam, are you going to go against your team or are you going to go with your team?
Who do they play?
The Lions.
Giants, Lions.
They host.
It's in my life. I'm going Giants.
Are you sure you want to bet against your team? You have a track record of betting.
Well, I bet for them last week and they won.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Do you think that broke the streak?
Or
are
you I'm confident they're going to beat the Lions.
Okay.
I'm just confident. I think they can beat the Lions.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, no, they'll beat. I'm confident they'll beat.
Yeah, no, I have Giants all the way.
See,
are you going to make the fans mad?
No, it's just seeing a 7-2 by the Giants is so weird.
It is very weird.
And I really don't think these teams are that far off in terms of talent. But I do think the Giants do pull it out. I genuinely think they're just
our defense is.
I genuinely think they're just
Lions.
A pretty good football team. I mean, I think they are not as good as their record says, but I do think they're actually a very good football team. I do think they go 8-2 and just keep on whatever this glory run that Brian Daboll is having.
All right, we're gonna have to do some rapid fire picks. So, Las Vegas versus Denver. I have.
Are you kidding
golly.
Me?
I have Las Vegas on this one. I don't think Denver can keep up.
Yeah, you guys know me. I'm a Russell Wilson anti.
Yep.
I'm going Vegas.
Mason? Let's get some rapid fire picks going, boys.
You know, Broncos country, let's ride.
Ooh, that's dangerous. Dallas, Minnesota. This is my game pick of the. Gets my pick of the game. Pick of the week, by the way.
See,
is my game.
This is the beauty of Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys play. Losing, Cowboys play Thanksgiving. You know what
happens. Minnesota.
I have Minnesota.
Kaysen?
Minnesota. Easy.
Minnesota?
Yeah. Also, Dallas is favored by one, so harp on Vikings money line.
What can go wrong will go wrong when it's Thanksgiving and in Dallas.
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. I have Cincinnati.
Yep, Cincy.
I think I got to go to the Steelers.
Ooh.
I think having TJ Watt back just turns this defense from putrid to top third of the league.
Defense was never bad.
But can they score?
I think he's going to eat. I do think the Steelers actually get the upset.
But can they score? That's the thing.
They can't score.
That's the thing. Is their offense good enough to score?
Hey, Bengals, they got Jamar.
Speaking of offenses that are good enough to score, Kansas City versus the Chargers. What do you guys think? I got Kansas City.
Chiefs by a lot.
Yeah.
The Chargers are way too beat up everywhere on the defense. Chiefs by a lot.
It really hurts because I really want the Chargers to be
Chiefs
good.
By a lot.
But I do think the Chiefs win. I don't think it's hard for them.
This is a part of my division right here. San Francisco versus Cardinals. I got San Francisco all the
easy.
Way.
Yep.
San
Francisco. Easy money.
Yep. Won't even be close.
Bang bang Niner gang.
Yep.
I think they're just gonna harp all over them.
So. I don't think it'll be close. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the student section. Tune in 2 weeks from now. We will not have a show next week as it is Thanksgiving week. But then the week after that, we will have a final show for you guys. We'll see you then.
Happy Thanksgiving.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.